Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it seems like everywhere we turn these days, people are making something with their hands, whether they're pickling their own beets or crocheting their own potholders. There is a do-it-yourself group of people excited to roll up their sleeves and make something. We see them on Etsy, in green markets, and this weekend you can meet some of them and learn from them at the New York Hall of Science in Queens, where the Maker Fair has brought together a community of people who are making exciting things with their very own hands in this era of buying everything. Joining me to talk about the movement and this weekend's fair are Margaret Honey, President and CEO of the New York Hall of Science, and Dale Dougherty, founder of Maker Fair and Make Magazine. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there a natural intersection of science and craft here? Margaret Honey, you know, people will hear this whole thing as being familiar, but say what? At the Hall of Science, of all places?
The Hall of Science is actually a perfect partner for Maker Fair. We're all about hands-on learning, discovery, exploration. And that's what makers are about, too. They're creating things, and we're creating things with science. And I think what's great about having it at the Hall is that our venue will sit right in the middle of this enormous celebration and be very much a part of it.
Dale, the fair is really about the DIY movement, as I understand it, but your schedule of events also reflects a deeper consideration of the issue of materialism. The process of making is one we don't think about every day, even though most of our surroundings, especially in New York City, are man-made. We go out and buy. There's a session which caught my eye in your schedule, Made by Hand, Searching for Meaning in a Throwaway World. You want to talk about that idea?
Yeah, that's actually this Mark Fraunfelder, who is editor-in-chief of Make Magazine. And I think, you know, by engaging in the process of making and is rewarding on a number of levels. First, you're learning something new, but you're also doing something that means something to yourself and you can share with other people. And at our simplest level, Maker Faire is an opportunity to take people who have projects at home in their basement or garage and bring it out in public and interact with other people, talk about what they do and share what they know.
And I guess we're much more unlikely to throw away the things that we make ourselves or that people make for us.
Yeah, I think so. And it's a kind of idea of resourcefulness, you know, when in a time when we're looking at more limited resources, how do you use the things and reuse the things that are in your life?
Margaret Honey, is that a central message of the fair, that the process of making things, of creation, somehow makes the object better or more permanent?
I think it makes it better and more permanent, and I think there's also growing evidence that when you make the kind of learning that takes place is that much greater. There's a lot of interest from scientists and technologists in the maker movement, and they see it really as a way of reinvigorating science and technology learning.
Can you give me an example from the sciences?
Sure. At the Hall of Science, we do all sorts of different kinds of things. Probably one of our most popular making experiences is our bubble table, where people who visit with us come and get to experiment with the process of making giant bubbles. Now, you don't get to take those home, but you do learn a lot in the process of doing it, and it's pleasurable, it's fun, it's delightful.
Mm-hmm. Dale, you wanted to add something?
Yeah, I think that we could look at even previous generations of scientists and engineers. When you ask them the kinds of things they did as kids, they were tinkers. They went out and explored. They built things. They got into ham radio, and then they got into electronics. And so in some ways, we're reintroducing that hands-on culture that I think has kind of been in the background for a number of years.
And this Maker Faire idea isn't entirely new, especially in Africa, I gather, where there have been two already, including one that just took place at the end of August. What do you know about the fair there?
Right. Well, Maker Faire has been, we've done nine of them, these large ones in the United States, and we've done five in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, and one in Detroit this summer. And then we have these kind of Maker Faire, sort of just the ideas catching on in other other areas. So Maker Faire Africa was a self-organized version of Maker Faire to show off local technology and local efforts to provide solutions within Africa.
Would it be much different in a place like Kenya, where this year's fair was, where perhaps the tradition of handmade goods is more alive than it is here?
I definitely think there are differences there. I mean, I think we see almost an art side of this. There's sort of this mashup of art and technology. People are doing creative things, new things with it, and I think the constraints are different in a place like Africa. So sometimes they're looking at how to produce power or how to accomplish something with extremely limited resources.
Margaret, let's get into some of the actual events that you have scheduled at the Maker Faire this weekend, because they really span a spectrum. And again, I guess the idea here is, unlike a typical trip to a museum, as people usually think of it, that you go here to do, not just to look around. So there are several 3D printing workshops. There are other things. Now people are listening thinking, what? 3D printing? What's that?
Dale can probably talk much more extensively about 3D printing than I have, but some of the things we're doing that the staff at the Hall of Science are putting on is we have built a giant ooblick pool, and kids are going to have an opportunity, adults are going to have an opportunity to see if they can run across it without sinking in.
What is an ooblick pool?
And ooblick is a kind of, chemical substance, and the tension on the surface of the pool, depending upon your movement across it, can carry a lot of weight. So it's a very interesting.
You're telling me this is such a good fair that people will be able to walk on water.
I think so.
That's exactly right, Brian.
Got another one?
Dale, jump
in. Well,
let
me mention this. So one of the real interesting new fabrication technologies is called 3D printers. And out of really New York in Brooklyn, a hackerspace called NYC Resistor has grown a company called MakerBot Industries. And they are building kits so that you can literally what you think of is building an object instead of just printing paper. You might be able to build a part or a piece of jewelry, things like that. So we're going to have a large 3D printing village. We have the MakerBot group here, and a lot of really interesting new technologies. So it isn't, while we say it's made by hand, we're also seeing new technologies, new machines that are becoming personalized as well.
So with 3D printing, you actually create a design on a computer,
yes,
and then the printer, instead of spitting out sheets of paper, actually splits out what, plastic molds?
It's a little plastic, and it's additive, so it's like putting little dots on layers and building up those layers. So it could build a small model or something doing that.
And robotics, I gather, are pretty prevalent as well.
Yes, robotics, and we'll have lots of things that are moving around. We'll have catapults. We'll have some crazy chariot races. We have lots of things that you interact with in unusual ways.
But robotics, that's a pretty sophisticated field. Margaret, is this walk in and learn to make a little robot kind of session?
Well, there will be some of those sessions, and there will be all different kinds of roboticists. So the people who run first robotics competitions will have a big presence at Maker Faire, as will other creators of robots. There are some really charming robots that have been specifically designed to interact with children. Very engaging, very creative.
And events for children, sweet spot for anyone looking to spend time with kids this weekend, and I guess not only give them a good experience, but inculcate some values here.
Absolutely, yeah. There's something for everyone at Maker Faire.
Yeah, and that's the best part. Is it might seem like when you say kids, sometimes parents come in not expecting to enjoy themselves, and I think they'll be as inspired as their kids are to really start doing some of this at home.
And a session on important temperatures in cooking. Now, there's a good one for you, Margaret, because probably, at least with guys, when you say science, the first thing that comes to mind would not be cooking. And yet, cooking definitely belongs under the category of science. I know my son did a kitchen, a baking thing as part of a science project last year, and so it definitely counted.
cooking absolutely counts as science. We also have other really interesting activities going on. There are people coming, a woman from MIT coming down who does a lot of work with computational fabrics. There's a fashion show that's being put on, again, involving fabrics that have embedded computational devices in them. So as Dale was saying, there's a real kind of mashup of art and science and technology that you can see in evidence in all sorts of ways.
Dale, we have about a minute. What's happening at Make Magazine these days?
Well, we just sent off our recent issue. Next issue is on DIY space, how to build satellites and put them up into space.
And there is, in fact, a program. I just read President Obama looking to privatize. I don't know if that counts as do-it-yourself, just because private industry is doing it as opposed to the government, but privatize flights to the space station.
Right, and there's perhaps greater opportunity for the DIY maker to put an experiment on one of those flights, and I think the space program is beginning to open up in ways that offer lots of new opportunities for hobbyists as well as private industry.
Dale Dougherty, founder of Maker Faire at the New York Hall of Science in Queens this weekend, also founder of Make Magazine. Margaret Honey, president and CEO of the New York Hall of Science. People should just come?
People should just come.
Cost is?
Tickets are $25.
For adults and cheaper for youth and students.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Lisa Allison, Jody Evergan, and Paige Cowett produced this program with Alan Smith and Rachel Senator. We had intern help today from Alana Casanova Burgess and Sam Dishy. Visit our politics website. It's afreecountry.org. The editor there is Anna Sale. Our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. Talk to you tomorrow. I'm Brian Lehrer.